Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and it is time for the Holiday Thrift Shop. Celebrating a cool Yule and a swinging solstice with music from the archives of Christmas past. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and heard around the world online at classicalwscs.org. Going to dip into the 78 bin here. Start the show off with a song called Pastoral de Nathalie.
Let's go. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, 1928, is a national issue of heaven to the world that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draw good money every pay. And here's what the same people say: I'm gonna spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and drinking their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
Morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. On Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. I met a bamboo band on the street. First the rhythm was hot and sweet, they were shouting,
take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother, and you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
I can remember that 25th of December, on the old man's birthday, everyone were merry upon gay. Women with their dresses so tight, shaking and hitting, now black is white, and they shouting, why you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you knock down your father. Fellows dressed in short pants, while the woman showed the bamboo dance. I admired Gwendolyn, how she was wagging she dustbin. I had to ball when you're edging me teeth, rolling that thing all over the street, and they shouting,
down, 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 take a stick and you knock down me brother.
Wapimpi, 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 wampum.
Down, 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 take a stick and you knock down me brother.
She said, begin a ramas, help entertain Father Christmas. She said, a drink me cock-a-pool, now I am cooler than the fool. She said, boy, if you love the tone, join in the band and shake up your bone. And they're shouting,
down, 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 take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Oh, you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you lick down your father.
Down, 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 take a stick and you knock down your brother.
When they got by the rosary, a priest went on so fiery. When he saw the behavior, he got the rhythm in the shoulder. And he watched the girls to the rear, how they were wishing Happy New Year, and they shouting,
down, 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 take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Oh, you take a stick and you knock down your brother, then you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Can't hold on, take a stick and knock down your brother.
Know just how I feel. Santa Claus, won't you please hear my lonesome plea? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, won't you please hear my lonesome plea? I don't want nothing for Christmas, but my baby back to me. You know I loved you, baby. That is why we could not get along. You know I loved you, baby. That is why could not get along. But someday you're gonna be sorry that you ever done me wrong. Oh, Lord, it's near Christmas time and I want to see Santa Claus. Oh, Lord, it's near Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. If you don't bring my baby, swear I'll break all the law.
Okay, a little bit of off-the-cuff music there. That was a set that included Walter Davis with Santa Claus. Before that, we heard Lord Beginner with Christmas Morn, The Rum Had Me Yawnin'. Okay, before that, Reverend Ed W. Claiborne with The Wrong Way to Celebrate Christmas. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to The Holiday Thrift Shop.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Considering the rapid demise of all our 401ks, maybe economists could come up with a better way of measuring how well we're doing outside of the gross domestic product. That only measures economic activity, which of late has not been especially promising. In fact, one country has already come up with such an alternative metric. In 1972, the small kingdom of Bhutan, a landlocked nation just south of the Himalaya Mountains, devised a so-called Gross National Happiness Index, or GNH. Rather than measure gross economic activity and extrapolating from that the level of our satisfaction, the Gross National Happiness Index seeks to more precisely quantify those things that actually impact our well-being. According to Med Jones of the International Institute of Management, there are 7 metrics that can be used for measuring the GNH: economic wellness, environmental wellness, physical wellness, mental wellness, workplace wellness, social wellness, and finally, political wellness. Futon's GDP is terrible by Western standards. Many of its citizens are subsistence farmers, but Wang Chuck, the Futon king, still maintains that economic growth does not necessarily lead to contentment, and instead, he focuses on the four pillars of the Gross National Happiness Metric: economic self-reliance, a pristine environment, the preservation and promotion of Futon's culture, and finally, good governance. In a widely cited study, Adrian G. White of the University of Leicester in 2007 noted that Futon ranked 8th out of 178 countries in subjective well-being, a close approximation of the GNH. In fact, Futon is the only country in the top 20, quote, happiest countries, unquote, that has an extremely low GDP. As long as our economy is nosediving, working toward a higher GNH might make more sense than trying to salvage those long-lost 401ks. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Well, every year on the Holiday Thrift Shop, I like to play music from The Snowman. Now, The Snowman was produced in 1982. It's an animated film of the book. It was directed by Diane Jackson and produced by John Coates, and it was shown in the United Kingdom on Channel 4 on December 26th in 1982, and it went on to win the British Film Academy Award for the best children's drama of that year. So we're going to hear music from The Snowman, which was written by Howard Blake and performed by the Sinfonia of London. Thank you.
Thank you. people far below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight blue. I'm finding I can fly so high above with you. Swimming.
The Snowman, as written by Howard Blake and performed by the Sinfonia of London from 1982. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Holiday Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. The very first printed bird book was published in 1544. The Principal Birds of Aristotle and Pliny, by the English physician and naturalist William Turner, isn't just noteworthy for its antiquity. It's also remarkable because it includes some of Turner's own observations about birds. A real innovation in a time when ancient authority still had the last word in science. For example, Turner writes of watching a northern shrike stealthily hunt a thrush. He also records that red kites are, quote, want to snatch food out of children's hands in our cities and towns. And after describing three English chickadees, the great, blue, and coal tits, Turner goes on to observe that these birds happily eat hemp seed and nuts, and that the great and blue tits are very fond of suet, an early, if not the earliest, record of humans feeding birds rendered fat during the cold weather. William Turner was also a noted botanist, a preacher, and fervent religious reformer. notorious for such stunts as training his dog to snatch the ornate caps from the heads of prelates, he was eventually suspended from the pulpit and died in 1568. 450 years later, though, the tradition of printed books about birds is still going strong. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Angel voices.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Holiday Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. In that last set, we heard Johnny Mathis with Oh Holy Night, Jim Nabors with Silver Bells, and we started off with the Brothers of the Bellotti from a CD called A Time of Peace, O Tannenbaum. I want to say thank you for listening. This is the time of year that have a lot of mixed feelings and not really interested in the commercialist side of the season. But it is a time for giving of yourself and giving of yourself to others and going within, giving of yourself to yourself. It's a time for waking up, even as the days grow darker. Remember, we are always turning toward the light. Maybe that's one of the lessons of the season, is that the earth is always turning toward the morning. Well, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. I'll be back with more of the Radio Thrift Shop next week. I'll see you then.